I beg to present to you as a Christmas gift the city of Savannah with 150 heavy guns and plenty of ammunition and about 25,000 bales of cotton. This was the telegram Civil War General William Tecumseh Sherman sent to President Abraham Lincoln, informing him that Savannah was in the hands of Union forces. We too would like to present Savannah, and while we can't promise guns, ammunition, or cotton bales, we can promise a delightful journey into the history of this lovely place. Savannah is full of wonderful stories and eccentric characters, some heroic, some scandalous. Its founding was led by James Edward Oglethorpe, a visionary, a social reformer, and a military leader. In 1729, while he was serving as Member of Parliament, a friend died in debtor's prison. Oglethorpe had himself previously spent 5 months in prison for killing a man in a brawl. He was well aware that prison did not make the poor any richer or productive. He and his friends believed the worthy poor should not be jailed, but given a place to create wealth for the benefit of themselves and England. Thus was born the idea of Georgia, a new colony named in honor of King George II. Ironically, not one formerly jailed debtor was among the first who were selected to come here. This was but one of the inconsistencies that would mark Savannah, the first city of Georgia. This colony was founded with four overriding rules. There would be religious tolerance. However, while all sorts of Protestants and Jews were welcomed, Catholics were not to be allowed. There would be a rule of law, but lawyers were specifically denied entry. There was to be no slavery until farmers started growing cotton and needed a large supply of cheap labor. Rum and spirits were prohibited, but from the start, wine and ales were plentiful. A consistent inconsistency marks Savannah to this day, and in many ways this is the foundation of its charm. And to add to our own inconsistency, this is a walking tour with driving instructions and public transportation options. This program will always be available to guide you at your own pace and on your own schedule. The historic district is relatively small and the terrain is flat. This is a very walkable city. Please know that Savannah offers a free shuttle trolley service throughout its historic district. That route is shown on the accompanying tour map. It's free and easy to catch a ride back to your hotel or parking spot. We know that you are going to love Savannah. It's time to learn of one of the most unique places in America.